我们今天的讲员是何文启博士，他是我们系统神学的老师。
Today's speaker is Dr. M.K. Ho. He teaches systematical theology in this quarter.
他来自香港，上神学之前他是一位工程师。
He came from Hong Kong. He was an engineer before he went to seminary to study theology.
最终他毕业于英国威尔斯大学，获得神学博士学位。
Finally, he graduated with PhD in theology from University of Wales.
今天他要分享的题目是，祷告是否可以摇动神的手。
The topic he is going to share with us is, Can our prayers shake God's hand?
为我们翻译的是刘平老师。
The translator is Paul Liu.
有请。
Let's give the floor. Welcome.
Good morning.
那么今天分享的是一个富有争议的题目。
Today is a very controversial topic.
祷告是否能够摇动神的手？
Can prayer shake God's hand?
那么我的领受这一句的领受。
Just to share with you of my understanding of this phrase.
这一句话对我来说是神会不会按着我们向神所求的，神会相应的满足我们的要求。
For me, I would understand it as whether God will fulfill my desires according to my way.
当然，这一句的背后也有一个很复杂的神学问题。
There is a very complex theological issue behind it.
就是说，要是我们能够摇动神的手
，Is that can we shake God's hand?
如果我们能够摇动神的手
，If we can shake God's hand，
那么是否摇动神的人比被摇动的神来得更加的大
？Is that does that mean that the one who is shaking God's hand is greater or bigger than the one is being shaked？
因为某一个程度，我们可以摇动神的心意。
Paul says we can shake God's mind。
那么在今天的祷告，我们的祷告，很多人的祷告。
Today in our prayer, many people's prayers.
那么我们有不同的看法。
We have different understandings.
好像有一个在世上孤苦伶仃的小女儿。
There was a very lonely, little girl.
她明天不知吃什么东西。
She didn't even know what to eat tomorrow.
她很肚饿，肚子很饿。
She was very hungry.
那么她向天上的神求她的怜悯。
She was praying for God's mercy.
那么你们说神会不会听她的祷告
？Do you think God would listen to her prayers?
但是在我们的很多的环境里面
，In our circumstances.
我们也会彼此的祷告。
We often pray for one another.
尤其是有一些重要的领袖，他们病了。
Especially when they're important leaders, when they're sick.
那么我们就要求很多人为他祷告。
We would invite a lot of people to pray for them.
要是越有名的牧师
，The more famous the pastors and leaders are.
那么有更多的人为他祷告。
The more people would pray for them.
不单只有更多的人祷告。
Not only more people are praying for them.
那么彼此也要求更多的人为他祷告。
And we often invite a lot of people, more people to pray for them.
我们有的时候有这个心态。
We oftentimes have such attitude.
觉得人多的祷告。
Thinking the more people are praying,
我们一定会摇动神的手。
The more possible would shake God's hand.
这个是什么的概念呢
？What kind of concept is that?
人多就好办事了。
It's better to get things done with more people.
圣经完全没有人多的祷告比其中只有一个人，一个小女孩孤苦伶仃的，她向神的祷告来得更加的强。
The Bible never tells us that more people's prayer are more powerful, influential than a little girl's prayer.
但是圣经告诉我们,
But the Bible does tell us,
义人的祷告,
a righteous person's prayer
会产生大的力量,
is very effective and powerful.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为义人是按着神的心意去祷告。
Because a righteous person prays according to God's heart.
那么我们还有一个其他的方式去表达我们祷告。
We have another way to express our prayers.
我们很多时候用祷告念的方法。Prayer chain.
We often do the prayer chanting.
Chain.
Prayer chain.
就是24小时不断的为一个人会为一件事祷告。
Which means that we pray for 24 hours and constantly.
又有的时候我们就说了我们现在晚上两点到三点还没有人祷告。
For example, if by 2 or 3 a.m. nobody's praying,
请你们有没有自愿的去补充这个缺口?
Any volunteers would like to make to fill up the gap?
因为在我们的心的里面,
Because in our concept,
我们相信我们这样做,
We believe by doing so,
神是会听的。
God would listen to our prayers.
不单只是会听。
Not only listening,
神也会按着我们所求的。
And God would even fulfill our desires.
满足我们。
To fulfill our desires.
但是很多时候人的祷告本身
But oftentimes the prayer, man's prayer itself,
是有自己的私心在里面的。
Has his own selfish motivation.
我看戈培里的那个传记
And I read Billy Graham's biography.
那么他就说了，差不多每一任的美国总统都会请他去白宫为他们祷告。
He said that almost every president in the inauguration, they would invite him to pray in the White House.
什么时候去的比较多呢？
When that he would go often, more often?
就是好像不许打仗的时候。
Like in wartime,
那么总统呢就会请 Billy Graham 去为他们祷告。
The president would invite Billy Graham to pray for them.
当然祷告的内容不是说我们打仗是错了。
Of course, the prayer content is not about, oh, to go war is wrong.
很多时候是希望神站在我们这一边去打胜这一场仗。
And oftentimes we would wish God would be in our side to help us to win the war.
而不是问我们是不是站在神的那里边。
Rather than asking whether we're in God's sight.
在教会也是常常见到这件事情。
In the church, we often see this phenomenon.
就是教会分裂的情况。
The church got divided.
有的时候是我们建堂。
Oftentimes when we constructing a church.
或者是其他很重大的改变。
Or some other innovations.
那么通常面对这一些的矛盾的时候
Oftentimes when we face such contradictions,
我们就一定会说了。
And we often say,
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
希望神给我们一个带领。
May God lead us in this issue.
祷告是祷告了。
We did pray.
最后是分裂了。
But the church got divided anyway.
那么祷告是祷告，最后是分裂，是带出一个什么的信息呢？
So what does it mean? We prayed and the church got divided.
当然可能有几个可能性。
There are several possibilities.
可能是一方是错了，另外的一方是对的。
One side is wrong and the other side is correct, or on the right side.
可能两方都是错的。
Or maybe both sides are wrong.
那么他们的祷告是祷告什么东西呢
？So what they are praying for?
是按着谁的心意去祷告呢
？According to whose desire or heart?
那么在事实的面前
，in facing the facts，
我只能够说
，I can only say，
他们为了他们的私心在祷告。
They are praying for their own selfish desires。
无论是哪一边对和错。
No matter which side is wrong or right,
一定是有一边是错的。
One side must be wrong.
所以表示我们在教会生活的里面。
So in church life,
我们很多时候是为了自己的私心去祷告。
We often pray for our own selfish desires.
有的时候牧师去探访。
Sometimes the church do their visitations, the
church
pastors.
尤其是探访那些病人啊。
Especially visiting the sick people.
尤其是重病的那些。
Some are in heavy illness.
那么家人很喜欢请牧师为那些重病的病人去祷告。
The family would love to invite the pastor to pray for the people who are seriously ill.
那么家人的心态一定通常一定是这样的。
Oftentimes the family's attitude is like this.
希望那个牧师为这个病人的康复而祷告。
They would hope that the pastor would pray for the patient's recovery.
但是有的时候
But sometimes,
牧师心里觉得
the pastor felt
可能他的康复不可能是神的心意
Maybe his or her recovery is not God's heart.
因为他看见病人实在太痛苦了。
Because he or she saw or sees that the patients are really in suffering.
平平安安的去，比留在世上更加好。
It's better for them to go away peacefully than staying on the earth.
但是他不能够这样祷告。
But he could not pray this way.
虽然他心里是这样想。
Although he thinks this way in his heart.
但是他不能够这样讲出来。
But he can't say this out.Loud.
比较好的祷告
A better prayer would be
是按着神的心意成就
according to fulfill God's desire
但是按着神的心意祷告并不是那些家人的心愿
But to pray according to God's desire is not, we would not fulfill those patients' family's desire
所以有的时候我们的祷告也蛮虚假的
So oftentimes our prayers are not honest
我们教会以前的牧师
our church pastor before
他去了法国做牧养
he went to France to pastor church
去做宣教
and to do to mission works
那么他有的时候会回来跟我们讲道
sometimes he would come back to preach to us
那么有一天他就分享了祷告
One day he shared something about prayer.
小新呢？我的教会是宣道会。
My church is an alliance background.
我们的教会是相接受我们的创始人 A.B. Simpson 的看法。
Our church accepts the A.B.
Simpson.
Simpson's opinion.
他所提倡的四重福音。
Which is about fourfold gospel.
就是神是我们的救主。
God is our savior.
是我们的成圣者。
Our victor. Our sanctifier.
是我们的医治者。
Our healer.
是我们的再来的君王。
Our savior.
Coming king.
Coming savior. Coming king.
那么在教会历史的分类里面来说呢
when we classify the according to church history,
宣道会呢是灵恩派的。
Alliance Church would be a Pentecostal.
灵恩派不是说我们会讲方言。
Which doesn't mean we speak tongues.
但是我们非常看重这个医治。
But we value healing a lot.
尤其是雅各书所说的医治。
Especially the healing that James talks about.
这是有病的人。
Those who are sick.
来到长老会给他抹油
come to before the
有信心的
elders, those who have faith
那么就蒙到医治
will be healed
这是四重福音里面医治的主要的经节
and that's one of the supporting verse for the healing
那么这位牧师来到我们教会分享了
this pastor came to our church to share
那么他就说
he said
根据我个人的经验
According to my own experiences,
要是你们有重病
If you're ill,
最好不要找我
You better not to come to me
为你们祷告
To pray for you
因为在过去
Because in the past
我所祷告的
all those people I prayed for
全都死了
all dead。
这个表示什么呢
？What does it mean？
是以神他的旨意。
To pray according to God's will。
他成就在我们的身上。
May God's will be accomplished on us。
不是按着我们所求的。
Not according to our desires。
成就在我们身上。
And fulfilled on us。
我们有的时候的祷告。
Oftentimes our prayers
也是很矛盾的
are very contradictory.
我们很多时候为我们的聚会
Oftentimes we pray for our gatherings
祷告我们希望不要下雨
We hope that it will not rain
下雨了就造成交通上面的不便
If it rains then the traffic might be affected
人就不会来到布道会
And people would not come to the gatherings
所以我们向神求
So we pray to God
希望天不下雨
Hoping that the heaven would not rain
但是在旁边教会旁边那些农民
But beside the church the farmers
久旱了已经
Oh they have been suffering a drought for a long time
他们求神怜悯
They are asking God to show mercy
希望早早的下雨
They are hoping for rain come quickly
那么你说神下雨还是不下雨呢
Would you say shall God rain or not rain?
是按着我们向他所求的满足我们的心愿吗
Shall God fulfill our desires?
这些东西其实都表现了一个的看法
And these things show some opinions
就是人很多时候是按着自己的私意向神求
which is people often pray according to their own selfish desires
要是我们按照自己的私意向神求而神满足了我们的要求
if we pray to God according to their own selfish desires and God fulfill our desires
后果就不堪想象
the consequences are very very terrible
那么祷告有不同的方法
and there are many ways of prayers
当然啦，圣经教导我们怎么去祷告。
Of course, the Bible teaches how to pray.
也教导我们先求神的国、神的义。
We shall seek God's kingdom and righteousness first.
但是有的时候呢，我们向神祷告的时候呢，有一些的牧师说。
But sometimes when we pray to God, some pastor would say,
来到神的面前，我们再不需要戴着一个面具。
We come before God with our real self. We shall not wear any masks.
Yep. 就是说，我们向神求什么，就直说吧。
Whenever we pray, we ask for from God, we just say it out, honestly.
不要在神的面前还做这么虚假的举动。
Don't pretending anything anymore.
直到自己在属灵的高峰向神在求。
That we ask God in our best spiritual situation.
你要什么就求什么。
And whatever you want, you ask from God.
所以两种的方法其实都没有错的。
Well, both are not wrong.
我们是在祷告里面需要学习。
We need to learn a lot of things in prayer.
但是在神的面前我们也不需要虚假了。
But before God, we shall not be hypocrite.
要是在神的面前也虚假的时候。
If we come before God with a hypocrisy,
那么我们的基督徒的生活是怎么过的呢
?How could we live a Christian life?
那么讲了祷告的功用是在什么地方了
?What's the purpose or function of prayers?
那么有一次我们教会有一对的弟兄姐妹
There was a couple of sisters in our church
他去了一个附近的城市里面做短宣
They went to a church nearby for a short mission trip
那么那天完了之后
After the day was closed
那么他们就一队人的驾车回家
And they drove back to their church
在路上
On the way,
就有小小的意外。
There was a little accident.
并不严重。
It's not serious.
没有人伤。
Nobody got injured.
车也没有坏。
The car was okay.
但是有一位姐妹就这样说了。
One sister said,
我们离开的时候没有祷告啊。
Oh, we didn't pray when we left.
会不会因为我们没有祷告，所以我们现在遇见这一件的意外呢？
Would it be possible that we got this accident because we didn't pray?
他觉得因为我们没有将这件事交托了神，你知道有一件意外的事情发生。
She felt that because he didn't commit this thing to God, that's why they had this accident.
要是这样，
if that's the truth,
那么我们的神就非常的小气。
Our God be very narrow-minded.
在马太福音告诉我们，
in Matthew it tells us,
在你们没有求之先，
before you ask,
你们所需用的，
what you need,
神已经早知道了。
God knows.
神不会因为你没有祷告，
God wouldn't because of you didn't pray,
给你一些意外，
and to give you some accidents.
那么我自己也有亲身的经验。
I also have my own experiences.
在大概是二十几年前，
about 20 years ago,
我刚刚去到我现在住的地方。
I was just new in my present place in Canada.
我住的是加拿大的首都。
I was living in the capital of Canada.
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
那么那一天呢，教会有一个夏令会。那一年教会有一个夏令会。
And that year the church had a summer camp.
那么我也买了一个新的小汽车。
Oh, I just bought a new small car.
那么就我啦，老婆啦。小孩一起去参加这个的夏令会。
So my wife, my children, and I, we went to the camp together.
那么作为基督徒
，as Christians，
那么我们在开车之前
，before we drive，
我们一定会祷告
，we would pray always，
将我们的旅程呢交托给神
，to commit our journey to God。
那么祷告是这样的
，and we pray like this，
希望神保守我们
，we pray that God would protect us。
给我们有平安
give us peace,
有顺利
and give us a smooth journey,
到那个夏令会里面
and to reach that destination,
参加这个夏令会
to attend this camp.
但是在驾车的路途上面
but on the way while I was driving,
那么发生了意外
we got an accident.
我的车子跑进了沟里面
my car went to the ditch.
哇对我来说蛮心痛的。
Well, it was really hurt.
新的车子啊。
It was a new car.
刚刚不久才祷告完啊。
We just prayed a while ago.
现在这一件事情发生了。
And now we got this accident.
当然一定是非常不开心的。
Of course, I was very unhappy.
但是我们的祷告。
But our prayers.
跟神给我们的。
Oftentimes differs from what God give us.
有的时候是并没有对价的关系。
Well, it doesn't correspond to what God gives us.
虽然我是交托了。
Although I commit my journey to God.
但是主权永远是在他的手里面。
But God has a sovereignty.
是他觉得什么是最好的。
He knows what's best.
纵然是意外。
Even though it's an accident,
纵然是我不愿意看见。
Even though it contradicts to my desires,
当我们祷告的时候
，when we pray,
我们很多时候在祷告当中，我们觉得这个是神的答案。神的答案 answer。
Oftentimes we pray and we thought this is God's answer to us.
那么我们就说这个是神给我们的看法。
And we think, oh, this is God's opinion for us.
那么也是神给我们的旨意。
And this is God's will for us.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
在97年之前
before 1997,
一段的时间
there was a certain time,
有一个潮流在香港的教会发生。
That was kind of fashion, a fad in the church, a phenomenon in the church.
就是很多教会都去植堂。
A lot of churches are going church planting.
那么我自己在香港的教会
I was in Hong Kong church.
也不例外。
And I was not an exception.
那么我在香港的教会是一个小的教会。
I was staying in a small church in Hong Kong.
虽然它的历史是很久。
Although they had a long history.
但是它人数大概是100人。
Well, it's about 100 years old.
那么
100 years?
100 people.
Oh, about 100 people, sorry.
那么他们也说要去植堂了。
And they were saying they would go church planting.
哇，这个是祷告之后的结果。
Oh, that's the result, the fruits of prayers.
但是不是单单是我们教会啊。
Not only our church.
很多教会都是啊。
Many churches are doing the same thing.
这个是潮流的方向。
It's a phenomenon.
不久
before soon, before long,
很多职堂的教会就关门了。
Many church planting churches closed down.
一个关了，另外的一个关了。
One after another.
我在香港的教会那一间。
And my church in Hong Kong.
他所职的堂也关门了。
And the church they planted also closed down.
那么责任在什么人的身上呢？
Who should bear the responsibility?
当然是在神的身上面啦。
Of course, God is in charge.
因为我们祷告的当中
，because in the prayers，
我们清楚这是神的旨意。
We are very firm this is God's will.
成是神的。
If it succeeds, it's God's will.
败也是神的。
If it fails, it's also God's will.
意思是说
，which means，
我们不愿意在祷告当中承担我们应有的责任。
We don't like to bear the responsibilities for our prayers.
将我们的责任推给了神。
We push our responsibility to God.
那么有的时候我们不敢说我们将我们责任推给神。
Sometimes we dare not to say we push our responsibility to God.
那么我们就推给了魔鬼。
So we push it to devil.
魔鬼没办法回应我们。
The devil wouldn't respond to us anyway.
吃了黄连
，so they suffered the loss，
也没生出啊
，and they had no place to get justified。
所以呢，推给魔鬼呢是一个非常好的出口。
So it's the best way to push the responsibility to the
devil。所有的坏事都来自他的。
All the bad things are from the devil。
我一点责任也没有。
I have no responsibility。
我们在祷告当中
，in our prayers。
推卸责任是人类犯罪的第一个表现。
You know, it's the first action of our sin, is pushing responsibility away.
我们不愿意承担我们应有的责任。
We don't like to bear the responsibility that due to us.
我们以祷告成为我们的借口。
We used prayer as an excuse.
去表达了人自己的看法。
To express our own opinions.
没有以神的主权为他的依归。
We are not doing things according to God's standard and God's will.
在神在教会在那个历史的里面
In the church history,
在人类的历史里面
In human history,
是不是会不会改变呢
We need to change.
在圣经很多的记载当中
according to the Bible records,
很多时候神是改变了。
Oftentimes God changed.
我举两个的例子。
Just to cite two examples.
其中一个就是约拿。
One is Jonah.
约拿不愿意去尼尼微。
Jonah would not like to go to Nineveh.
因为这个是他们的，这是他的敌人。
Because that's their enemy.
他不想他们得到神的祝福。
He didn't like them to get blessings from God.
但是没办法了。
But he had no other way.
给神抓了去。
He was caught by God.
所以他到了尼尼微的里面。
So he went to Nineveh.
宣告了神的旨意。
He declared God's will.
宣告了尼尼微必被轻浮啊。 就是神一定会审判。
He declared Nineveh will be judged by God.
但是后来呢
？But later,
神并没有毁了这个城市。
God did not destroy the city.
那么，这个是约拿从神所领受的，向这些人说。
Well, Jonah just declared what God told him to the people.
但是现在并没有这样发生。
But this did not happen.
在历代记下的二十章
，In Second Chronicles, chapter 21,
记载了另外一件事情。
Recorded another thing, story.
就是西西家
，which is Hezekiah.
他病得要死了。
He was heavily ill.
那么先知以赛亚
，and the prophet Isaiah,
就从神领受了这个的异象。
God's vision from God.
跟那个西西家说了。
He said to Hezekiah,
你死定了。
You're doomed to death.
留一命吧。
You better leave your last will.
那么西西家听了以赛亚所说的。
After hearing what Isaiah said,
在神的面前流泪恳求神的怜悯。
Hezekiah prayed in tears before God asking for mercy.
那么以赛亚说了之外 说完之后
After Hezekiah declared,
他们就离开王宫了
He left the palace
还没有到中院
Before he reached the middle court
神告诉他回去
God told him to go back
跟皇西西家说
To tell Hezekiah
神再给你15年命
God will give you another 15 years
哇，我相信以赛亚先知也非常的惊讶。
And I believe that Isaiah must be very surprised.
我刚刚不久才跟他说他要死。
I just told him a while ago that he would die.
现在还没有出门口。
And before I reached the door.
是你说他不要死了。
And you told me that he will not die.
还有15年命。
He has another 15 years.
那这个是明明神改变了他的看法。
It's obvious God changed his mind.
没有错。
Yes, it's right.
某一个情况神是改变了。
From certain perspective, God changed.
就是根据他之前所说的。
Which is according to what he said previously.
他并没有这样成就。
He didn't do as he said previously.
但是
But
神他本身的慈爱
God's own compassion
他的怜悯
His mercy
并没有改变
did not change at all
他改变的是什么呢
What did he change
他改变了他慈爱怜悯的方法
He changed the way he shows his compassion and mercy
他只不过是用不同的方法去表达了他不变的慈爱不变的怜悯
He just expressed his unchanging love, compassion, mercy in different way.
所以我们是还是持守一个的神学思想。
So we are still holding the same theological opinion.
就是神是一个不改变的神。
Which is God is unchanging.
要是神是改变的。
If God is changing God.
我们的救恩就没有肯定。
Our salvation is not secured.
那么但是我们不可以在我们的祷告里面说
But we shall not say in our prayers
因为我们的祷告改变了神的心意
God's mind is changed because of our prayers
因为神并没有告诉我们
Because God didn't tell us
这件事情将来的结果是怎么样
What's the result, the outcome of this issue?
因为我们不知道这件事情将来的结果
Because we don't know the outcome of this issue in the future
我们怎么知道神改变呢
How do we know God changed?
可能这正是神已经早已安排的计划
Maybe that's exactly what God has planned
那么当我们要摇动神的手的时候
When we try to shake God's hand
究竟我们想神改变些什么
What would we like God to change?
他的怜悯是最完全的。
His mercy is perfect.
我们要一个最怜悯、最慈爱的神，要改变一些什么
What would like God to change? The God who is perfect in mercy and compassion.
那么很多时候很多人就会问一个问题了。
Oftentimes people ask a question.
那么要是我们的祷告，那么神没有表示，那么祷告用来干嘛呢？
Well, if our prayers is never responded by God, why would we pray anyway?
我这里所说的回应就是没有按我们的心意会回应我们的时候，那么祷告有什么作用？
Why we pray if God didn't respond to us according to what we desire?
祷告主要的作用，
The main purpose of prayer
不是在祷告的内容，
It's not about the content of prayers，
而是祷告的本身。
But the prayer itself，
祷告本身是表达一些什么的思想？
What we would like to express in prayers，
就是一个被造之物来到创造主的面前，
Which is a creature coming before the creator，
承认他的主权，
To acknowledge his sovereignty.
他是神，
He is God.
是我的神，
My God.
在这一个的关系里面，
In this relationship,
神就成为我们的父，
God becomes our father.
我们是他的儿女，
We become his children.
正正是因为这一个的关系，
Just because this relationship,
就在这一个的祷告当中彰显了，
And it is manifested in our prayers.
所以祷告很重要的，就是在祷告当中，我们决定了神的主权。
So what matters in prayer, we acknowledge God's sovereignty.
当然，我们来到神的面前祷告。
Of course, we come before to pray before God.
表示了我们对神的依靠。
It shows that we depend on God.
我们需要神。
We need God.
要是我们不需要神，我们就不会来到神的面前祷告。
If we don't need God, we would not come before Him to pray.
所以我们越需要的时候，
So the more we need God,
我们越来到神的面前祷告。
The more we would come before Him to pray.
要是在世上我们样样都有的时候，
If in the world we lack nothing,
我们就不会常来神的面前祷告。
We would not come before God often to pray.
所以祷告的本身，
So prayer itself
是表达了我们对神的依靠。
Is to express our dependence on God.
我们在世上的生活存留，
Our living, our existence on this earth
是因为他，
Is because of Him.
在祷告的里面，
In prayer,
就彰显了这一个的观念。
It is manifested. This
is the concept. 不是祷告的内容，我要什么，我要什么。
It's not all about the content of prayer, what we want.
很多时候有牧师这样教导我们的弟兄姐妹。
Oftentimes pastor would teach us.
我们在我们的祷告生活里面，
In our prayer life,
我们将我们所向神祷告的写下来。
We write down what we would ask from God.
那么过了一段的时间，
After a certain time,
我们就拿来看，
And we would get the list out and check.
看看神满足了我们多少的祷告，
And to see how many items God has fulfilled.
我们从一看见神如何的恩待我们，
And we would see how God is compassionate to us.
神的恩典是何等的多。
And what abundant grace God has showed to us.
但是小心。
But be careful.
当我们来起那个祷告那个记录来看的时候，
When we see things according to this prayer list,
有很多的事项，
There are many items.
神并没有按着我们的心意回应我们。
God did not respond to us according to the way we want.
我们应该是怎么看呢？
How shall we see this?
神给我们的，
What God gives us,
是神给我们的恩典，
is God's grace.
神不给我们的，
What God did not give us,
也是神给我们的恩典，
is also His grace.
无论他答应我们还是不答应我们，
whether he answers or not answering，
这都是恩典，
all are all grace。
所以我们的生活存留，
so our living and our existence，
不是建立在他答应我们有多少，
is not dependent on how much he responded to us，
而是他是一位恩典的神，
but rather he's a gracious God。
他赐给我们最大的恩典，
the greatest grace he has given us，
就是这位恩典的神他将自己给了我们，
is that this gracious God gave us himself。
所以在我们祷告的生活里面，
so in our prayer life，
无论是得与失，
whether it's gaining or loss，
这位神永远是一位恩典的神，
and this God is always a gracious God。
谢谢，
thank you。